So we're speaking to Qari Ziad Patel, who is trustee at Ali Imdad Foundation. And there's some good news that Ali Imdad has been granted permission by the Bangladeshi authorities to erect 10,000 homes for displaced Rohingya refugees. This is a very good initiative. Qari Ziad, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to yourself and to all the dear listeners of Voice of the Cape.
Tell us about this this permission, and tell us about the entire project that Ali Imdad is doing within the Bangladeshi parts where the Rohingya Muslims are.
I think most of us are quite aware of the Rohingya crisis, what has been happening to our fellow brothers and sisters down in Burma. And yes, I think this is a humanitarian catastrophe, as I may call it. And just for the benefit of the listeners out there, what I want to say is that in today's modern age, when there ought to have been so many different rights, human rights and this rights and that rights, it's sad to see what has played out before our eyes. Nevertheless, the Ali Imdad Foundation has been very instrumental in providing emergency relief aid for the Rohingya refugees that have now been streaming across the North River into Bangladesh. Ever since the 21st of August, our teams have been very, very active. Alhamdulillah, the Ali Imdad Foundation has an office in Bangladesh. The office has been very active in providing emergency relief to the Rohingya refugees. But I myself have just returned from the region, and all I can say to you is that the situation is extremely dire, very, 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 very dire. It's a very, 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 very sad situation, and Allah Azza wa Jal make it easy for them. But for how long can people be living in such a condition? When I'm saying the condition that they're living in, it's basically a very simple structure that is four bamboo poles and a plastic sheeting on the top. This is what people call home. This is what the Rohingya refugees call home. Four bamboos and a bit of a plastic sheeting on the top. This is to help them against the elements of nature. Allahu Akbar. I think many of us, even when we go out camping, I don't even think we would go out camping in such a state or in such a way. You know, we would go out with our proper tents and so on. These people are now calling such a structure home. This is what they call home. So the Ali Imdad Foundation immediately began assessing medium to long-term projects. And as part of that, we realized that we needed to give them something a bit more tangible, something a bit more sturdy, something a bit more stronger. And hence, we decided that we needed to look at something on the shelter. If you give a person a proper home, give him something which is good, give him a proper home, then you will find that eventually they have an opportunity to come out of their misery, to come out of their pain. And this is why we embarked on this project. Yes, working in Bangladesh, it is quite complex. We needed to gain the necessary permission from the Bengali authorities to help us set up this village. Now, when I speak of a humanitarian village, the Ali Imdad Foundation has a fantastic track history by erecting these containerized villages and other villages as well. If you can go back to 2004, after the infamous tsunami, we will find that the Ali Imdad Foundation erected a village in Banda Aceh. This is a solid village. There's over 160 homes in that village. Alhamdulillah, today you go there, you will still see those houses there. It has become a community. There's an entire community now living there. There's a masjid, there's an orphanage, there's a madrasa. Come to the borders of Syria as well as Turkey. You will find the Ali Imdad Foundation also put up three containerized villages in this region. So we have a track history of erecting these kind of villages. So we bounced the idea off to the Bengali authorities, and we said to them, all we just need is land. Give us permission to erect, give us land. Let us, as the Muslim Ummah, let us give our brothers and sisters something a bit more better than what they are in right now. We need to really upgrade them very, very, very quick. So alhamdulillah, that permission has come through, and we are now being given a piece of land wherein 10,000 homes will be erected, inshallah.
Now, it's about 10,000 homes, and I mean, that would be a shelter for, much more than 10,000 Rohingya Muslims, but more than 600,000 Rohingya Muslims have actually fled their homes in Burma. Is the road easy for permission for accreditation from the Bangladeshi authority so that not only Ali Imdad, but other, NGOs are able to do this, to do similar projects? Is it easy to do so?
Yes, the Ali Imdad Foundation, alhamdulillah, we feature many humanitarian platforms across the globe. And alhamdulillah, we thank Allah Azza wa Jalla. And I don't want to say this with a shadow of pride. Wallahi, I don't want to say this with a shadow of pride. It's not our doings. Wallahi, it's not our doings. But Allah Azza wa Jalla has just chosen the Al-Imdad Foundation to be representative of other organizations as well. So alhamdulillah, we have been engaging the Bengali authorities, not only on behalf of the Al-Imdad Foundation, but also for other organizations out there. Because we firmly believe that our roles as organizations should be complementary in nature and never competitive in nature. Because when our roles are complementary in nature, then we will find together we can serve better. So alhamdulillah, this is exactly what the Al-Imdad Foundation is doing. We are rallying the Bengali authorities and the Bangladeshi government as well. We have been interacting with MPs in the government of Bangladesh to allow other NGOs also to set up similar structures. Because to be honest and frank with you, NGOs, Muslim NGOs from across the world want to do something for our brothers and sisters from Rohingya. They want to do something for them. Hence, alhamdulillah, we are now urging the Bengali authorities to grant similar permission to other organizations as well. Yes, alhamdulillah, the Al-Imdad Foundation is the first organization to get such permission, and the land has already been allocated. So alhamdulillah, the door is now open, and I'm rest assured the same agreement will follow for other organizations as well, inshallah.
And just in conclusion, how can we help? How can we assist? How can we donate? And also with regards to that, are there specific ways of donating specifically to the Rohingya Muslim crisis?
Yes, so the Al-Imdad Foundation has embarked on various campaigns with regards to the Rohingya refugees. You're more than welcome to check our website, www.alimdad.com. Or just follow our Twitter handle, @Al-Imdad, and you will be updated with a lot of our projects that we are doing. Food aid is the need of the hour. Trust me. You know, when I went over to the refugee camps, you know, if I may just put it through to you and to the listeners out there, it's simply as if I was looking at just skeleton and bones. Wallahi, that's exactly what I've seen, skeleton and bones. Most of the children that I had seen, most of them were partly clothed or some of them were completely stark naked. So, I mean, emergency relief comprising of medical aid and food and so on and clean water, I think this is the need of the hour, even clothing. This is the need of the hour. Alhamdulillah, there's been many groups under the banner of the Al-Imdad Foundation which have been visiting the various refugee camps. And alhamdulillah, these distributions are happening as we speak. As we speak right now today, you can check our Twitter handle. Alhamdulillah, these distributions are continuing. And this will continue. This will have to continue. These people are in a very, very, very bad state. If you look at it, many of them are just malnourished. I can't understand how this humanitarian catastrophe and this plight and pain of the Rohingya people, how did it miss the media radar for such a long time? But nevertheless, there's an opportunity before us, and alhamdulillah, the Al-Imdad Foundation is working tirelessly to improve and enhance the lives of the Rohingya refugees, our brothers and sisters indeed.
Of course, thank you very much, Qari Ziad Patel, trustee at Al-Imdad. All the best.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.